I'm quite relaxed, really. We've been in this position before, you know, on a number of occasions, but we're very confident. You know, I mean, the team management are confident, the players are confident. So we've got to keep that alive. You know, we don't want to be getting depressed thinking about what might happen.
How impressed have you been with the team's management over the course of the past 3 or 4 months, all since January the 12th, I suppose, and the Leeds game? And I think if they win on Saturday, that will be the 10th win in a relatively short space of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing short of a miracle, really. I mean, we all know that just before the Leeds game, that we were really, really struggling in the league. And there was a danger that if we'd have lost to Leeds, there'd have been a gap that we couldn't have caught up. But at the end of the day, we have done it, and David and his staff have done a remarkable job. At the start of the year, you know, we're all expecting the worst, but the results over the last 3 months have been phenomenal, really, and given the opportunity for us still to have the result in our own hands. And if we can win on Saturday, we're okay.
And it's been one of those seasons where I think I'm right in saying that whoever goes down will go down with the highest points total. And I think if Hull go up, they'll be one of the teams who've had the lowest points total for a side to get promoted. So it shows there's not a great deal of difference between top and bottom.
No, that's right. And I think if you look at the league, you know, with our position in the league to those that are in the playoffs, there's a very small number of points. And it's what if this had happened, or what if that had happened, that we might have been there ourselves.
There are other factors. There's the Peterborough factor on Wednesday. But between two teams who are, of course, still fighting to stay up, how much do you think this game is worth?
Well, in essence, it's probably worth certainly £3 million that you get from the Championship, and of course the revenue that you would keep if you stay up. So, and that's the revenue that you generate through your own supporters and the away supporters. I mean, the away support this year has been somewhere around about 40,000 people for Barnsley. And next season would drop to probably somewhere around about 17,000. So there's a big differential there, and there's a lot of money at stake. And I think Huddersfield will have the same problem, you know. So we'll all be getting our pencils out and scribing over the next few days.
How detrimental would it be for Barnsley to be in League One next year?
Well, what I would say is that if we did go down, and there would be some very difficult decisions that we'd have to make. Because obviously the loss of probably between £4 and £5 million is a lot to make up. But, you know, hopefully we won't have to make those decisions and that we'll be okay.
It's obviously such a crucial game for many. Players' contracts need deciding, the manager's future needs deciding. I have to say, David Flitcroft made quite a case to get the job going forward. Has anything been discussed about that yet?
And what I will speak with you after the game on Saturday. What we're trying to do at the moment is to focus on the game, and David is focused on the game, and so are his staff, and that's what we want to do. So I'll have a chat with you after the game.
Right. So there's no, and this is a cliché question, shoot me down for it, but there's no plan A, where you're planning for life in the Championship next year yet, or plan B, should you be looking to life in League One?
No, I think we know what we're going to do. I think it's just a matter now of waiting until the game's finished on Saturday, and then we'll make that public.
Right. So have decisions been made? You're just not making them public?
Yes.
That's very interesting then. So a lot of players' futures are signed off, and you know who's moving on and you know who's staying around. You'd like to stay around.
Oh, no, I don't. I think, no, as far as the players are concerned, we've not discussed that. As we said, we wouldn't do. I don't think it would be fair to do that. I think, as far as the management is concerned, we do know what we want to do, and we'll make that decision on Saturday.